You're listening to the Radio Diaries podcast. I'm Joe Richman. At Radio Diaries, we help people document their own lives in their own words. Our stories air on NPR and on this podcast. We're a nonprofit organization, and we rely on listeners like you. So if you want to help keep this podcast free, go to our website and click the donate button, radiodiaries.org. Fourteen years ago, a young woman named Melissa Rodriguez disappeared. She walked out of her apartment in New Haven, left most of her belongings, changed her cell phone number, and didn't tell her friends where she was going. All she took with her was her two-year-old son, Isaiah, and a few photographs. I had met Melissa 2 years earlier, back in 1996, when she was 18. I just started a series on NPR called Teenage Diaries. I gave Melissa a tape recorder and asked her to document the months leading up to and following the birth of her baby. Melissa had had a profoundly tough life. Abandoned by her mother at the age of two, she spent her childhood bouncing around between foster families and group homes. And when I met her, she was getting ready to create the family she never had. The NPR diary went well, and Melissa's life seemed to be going fine. And then 2 years later, she vanished. Nobody seemed to know any details. Sadly, it seemed like Melissa's story wasn't going to have a happy ending. For over a decade, I didn't hear from her, and then last year, I got this Facebook message. Hi, Joe. Hope you remember me. I recorded my pregnancy with my son Isaiah in 1996. I ran into your email, and if you ever wonder about us, we turned out okay. Melissa now lives in New Jersey. Her son Isaiah just turned 16, and she has another six-year-old child. I wouldn't call her life easy, but she's got a good job, she's making ends meet, and she's a very together 32-year-old single mom. This past year, I gave Melissa a tape recorder again to revisit her old diary and to tell the story of what happened in her life over the past 16 years.
Today is October the 9th, and I have a brand new baby boy, 7 pounds. His name is Isaiah Seto, and we would have recorded the birth, but it happened so fast.
About half an hour.
You know, so I'm sorry you couldn't hear all the pain, but it was easy.
He's so adorable.
He's going to be a good baby, too.
When I listened to my story from 16 years ago, I was just so ecstatic of having this baby. I think if I had a baby now, I would be like, oh my God, what did I get myself into?
He just came out, was chilling. Gave a little cry, make sure his lungs was right, and he just started chilling. I can't believe this whole thing was inside of me.
You know, when I was 16, 18, I didn't think it was such a hard job. I just thought you gave birth to a cute little kid and everybody was going to love him. You was going to love him. He was going to be healthy and he was just going to be smiling all the time and cheery-eyed and all that good stuff. You never think about what could possibly happen.
You can hear the latest chapter of Melissa's life story in February on All Things Considered, as part of a special series called Teenage Diaries Revisited. You'll also meet a bunch of the other folks who recorded their diaries as teenagers and who are all grown up now. We hope you'll tune in. A lot of life happens in 16 years. So now here's Melissa's original teenage diary from 1996.
Today we meet Melissa Rodriguez. Melissa is 18 and lives in her own apartment in New Haven, Connecticut. This is Melissa's story.
Okay, let's see what old songs I have here. Oh yeah, this is a classic. Well, to my generation. Here it is, Independent by Salt and Pepper.
Hi, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Melissa Rodriguez. My friends call me Missy.
I'm Puerto Rican, if no one noticed that yet.
I'm 18 years old. I live in New Haven, Connecticut.
In a little tight one-bedroom apartment. Right now I'm in my bedroom. I love being in my bedroom. There's everything here. All my books, my TV, VCR, my baby's crib. I'm 8 months pregnant, 8 and a half. It's a boy. Everybody asks me, what are you going to name him? I don't even know what I'm going to name him. I mean, I tried everything. I even called the psychic line. Talk about crazy. I called the psychic line. I was like, can you see who it is? They didn't even know. And they psychic. This is my plan. To have the baby. And I think when I look at the baby, I think I will know. My baby father's name is Wayne, and we're sort of together. We're not in a serious relationship. And I didn't think that I was going to get pregnant. It just happened. It was just like, I just started my life. I just started to go to school. I just started working. And I just didn't have anything settled yet.
Why don't you lay up on the table on your left side, okay?
Okay. Every couple of weeks, I have to go get my checkup.
We're going to listen to the heartbeat now.
That's it. I heard his heartbeat for the first time, and I kind of believed I was pregnant, and I was still in, like, this denial stage.
Doctors will ask me questions, like, am I depressed, or if I have any problems, and they want to know what I'm eating and how much of it am I eating. I lied a lot and told them that I was eating a lot of vegetables, but the only vegetable I was eating is lettuce and tomatoes on my double cheeseburger with extra cheese from McDonald's.
All right, I'll see you next week. All right. Well, I gotta be honest with you. I was kind of thinking about abortion, but I see it as more like killing a human being. And adoption, I don't believe in adoption either, because I was in foster homes, and that's just as good as being adopted. I was in 8 foster homes, 5 residentials, and 7 group homes. And it's just, you feel so out of place, and you would just think, you know, this family is not even mine.
Let me get my photo album.
Well, I'm going through my photo album to see who's in here. Most of my pictures are friends. Family members come up once in a blue moon. Oh, I have a picture right here. Perfect picture, too. This was when I was 2 years old, 1 year old. That's my mother. And we was at my little cousin's birthday party. She looked a little fat because she just had me. Still got her roll in her stomach. But other than that, she's really pretty. She has short, curly hair, thick. She looks like she's trying to dress like a teenager, which I think she was at the time. But I look just like her. My friends are really my family. Sometimes we would just go out driving around in New Haven. And we have like a little rating system. Like we'll take points away if he has an ugly car or if he looks raggedy. And if he doesn't score at least an 8, then no one will talk to him.
Patty! Patty! Come here, girl!
Hey, Patty, girl. You look cute. I like that.
All my friends have kids, except for one. The good reasons why they have kids is because they think they're cute and they feel like something belongs to them. They know that person will love them always. As far as I'm concerned, I'm still going to be a party girl. I'm just have to cut that in half. I'll probably just go out once a week. Rather than 5 days a week.
Well, that is the bomb, baby. Wow, that outfit. Oh, with the high waters in the shoes.
Ah! Yeah. Well, we did have an excitement event this week. Nurse called me.
And she says to me, she says, Miss Rodriguez, we need you to come in as soon as possible to cure two infections that you have. I'm thinking, infections? I got an ear infection? What kind of infection is this? She was like, no, you have, syphilis and whatever else comes with it. And I'm like, wait a minute, you get that from having sex? She was like, yes. I was like, you must have the wrong chart. We don't have that here. We didn't have this here, you know. And I'm just looking over to my left. And I look at my baby father. I'm like, I'm gonna kill him. I really am. So he gets up. I get off the phone. He gets up, walks to the bathroom. And I look over at him. He looks at me. He's like, what's wrong? I was like, come here. Take a seat. I want to speak to you about something. You know, all calm, not to scare him or nothing. Right then and there, I already knew. I said, that's it. I knew he was going to cheat. I had a feeling he cheated on me, but I never knew that. If he was going to cheat on me, I mean, he would at least been protected. So I'm going off at him. I'm like, listen, I can't even look at you right now. Just get out my face. Take a walk or something. Because I will kill you if you stay around here, okay? Yeah, it's probably him calling again. Should we answer it and talk to him? Nah. Yeah, he hung up. He hung up. Today is October the 9th. And I have a brand new baby boy, 7 pounds. His name is Isaiah Seto. And he was born at 1:30, right? 1:30, right?
1:17.
Exactly.
He was born an hour ago.
I was
ago.
Watching. 1:17.
And we would have recorded the birth, but it happened so fast.
About half an hour.
You know, so I'm sorry you couldn't hear all the pain, but it was easy.
He's so adorable.
Well, he's going to be a good baby, too. You see how he's going to cry? He just came out was chilling. Give him a little cry, make sure his lungs was right. He just started chilling. I can't believe this whole thing was inside of me.
Congratulations, Missy.
Thank you. When I came home, it was a funny feeling. Just myself was walking in the house, but he really didn't care. He got so used to the house so fast, you know.
Ooh, I smell something. What's that? Woo!
And how do I like my motherhood here? The funny thing about having a baby, especially a boy, is that he always pisses on me. Always. Every time I change him, is just always peeing on me. I don't know why. He's marking his territory like he said, this is mine. So, that's kind of cute. As far as my own mother, you know, I'm debating on if I should call to let her know that her grandson is here. I don't know. I don't think she really will care. She's just that kind of person. But I'm going to try to call her. So let's see if I can find her number here. I haven't talked to her in a while, so let's see. Well, I guess she won't find out that she has a grandson. I'm the same age as my mother was when she had me. I think it was a mistake that I had the baby so young. I should have waited. I mean, I feel like I'm more like the keeper, just the keeper. I take care of him and that's my job. That's just it. I'm not saying I'm sad that I had my son. I hate getting up in the middle of my sleep and walk into the kitchen with my eye closed to try to find a bottle and heat it up. And he's crying, and I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I hate it at that time. But when I'm up and he's up, he smiles at me. I like looking at him and say, that's me. Looks just like me. It's fun to see somebody who has your blood and looks just like you and is yours. Actually yours. I don't know. It's just when I hold them, I just feel, you know, important to them.
You've been listening to Melissa's Teenage Diary from 1996. Now that her son Isaiah has grown into a teenager himself, Melissa recently played him this story for the first time. Here's a clip of their conversation.
That's you. As a baby.
Today is October the 9th.
Your birthday.
It's funny to you?
Yeah. Why you record it?
I recorded it because I guess I had a lot on my mind. And I thought, you know, it made me feel better when I talked about it. When you talk about it, those thoughts and those feelings kind of fade away a little bit. Kind of make you understand the situation you're in.
Are you happy that I let you hear it?
Yes.
Does that tell you a little bit about me?
Yes.
And I'm not always the strong person you think I am?
What? You know, we struggle together. Because whatever happens to you happens to me. But now you're 15, you're older, you've seen a lot more, you understand more. I figure you would understand me too.
That's all for now. You'll hear more from Melissa and Isaiah in their next diary, which will air in February on NPR's All Things Considered. Thanks for listening to the Radio Diaries podcast. We'll be featuring more Teenage Diaries stories over the next 2 months. To hear all our work, visit radiodiaries.org. And please consider a donation to help us do what we do. Thanks.